那我们现在那个来请那个九恩物姐妹来为我们做见证。
Now we invite Sister Wu to share her testimony with us. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence together.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名在这边做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony to you today.
那很感谢神今天有这个机会可以站在这边跟大家见证。
And I thank God for the opportunity to stand before everyone to share my testimony today.
那我今天要见证的是我是怎么样来真耶稣教会。
And what I will share today is how I came to True Jesus Church.
然后主耶稣是怎么样改变我的生命。
And how Jesus changed my life.
那我是从从小在台湾长大念书。工作一下才来美国这样。
I grew up in Taiwan and I studied there before I moved to America.
所以我是18岁大一的时候我的同班同学传福音给我。
I was 18 years old when my college first year in college when my friend introduced me to church.
然后九年之后我在这伯恩教会受洗。
And then 9 years after that, I was baptized here in Baldwin Park Church.
那我们家从小就是因为在台湾长大，所以从小就是传统的信仰。
When I was growing up, since I was little, we had a very traditional Taiwanese faith.
对，所以有时候会需要去拜拜啊，或者是祭祖啊之类的。
So sometimes we would have to worship our ancestors or idols.
那其实我小的时候我觉得我的父母没有强迫我们一定要接受那样子的传统。
When I was younger, my parents never forced us to have to accept these traditional religion.
只是因为我们是小孩所以都会跟着去这样。
But just because we were children, we would go along with them.
所以我对于传统信仰的印象就是觉得很烦很无聊然后很繁琐这样子。
And my impression of our traditional Taiwanese religion was that it was very annoying and it was very bothersome.
而且我也觉得很不合理，为什么就是要准备那么多东西，然后给一个看不见的东西，然后他会吃，他吃完之后我们吃，我就觉得很不合理。
I also felt that it was very illogical why we would have to prepare so many things for something that we can't see, and then after we have given it to them, we eat it ourselves.
所以这是我对传统信仰的印象。
So this is the impression that I had of our traditional Taiwanese faith.
那我小时候也有对基督教有印象。
And when I was younger, I also had an impression of Christianity.
因为我爸妈很小的时候，在我大概六七岁，他就送我去学画画。
Because when I was very young, either 6 or 7 years old, my parents sent me to learn art.
那我的画画老师他就是一个基督徒。
And my art teacher was a Christian.
所以他常常跟我们见证。
And so she often testified to us.
那他是一个非常快乐的一个人。
And she was a very happy person.
是一个男老师，所以他很，他就是很。很没有怕的事情这样。
And he was a very happy person and had nothing he seemed to fear.
对，所以那时候我们小时候，他很年轻嘛，他都是开一台 van 到处去载他的学生，然后到他的画室去上课。
And he was my teacher when he was young, and he would drive around everywhere to pick up the students.
对他一个人哦，有时候他也是一个人开一台 van 就带一群学生出去写生，就去外面画画。
So, and also just by himself, he would also drive a van and pick up a group of students to draw.
对，有时候我记得有一次他有跟我们讲一个见证。
One time he shared his testimony to us. I remember it.
那一次他也是要带一群学生去写生，但是我妈妈不让我们去，因为那一次刚好台风要来。
And one time he was also going to bring everybody out to draw, but my mom wouldn't let us go because there was about to be a typhoon.
但是还是有学生跟他一起去了。
So then, but yet some students still went.
那你知道台风来，他们去西边山上的西边写生。
And then, so when the typhoon was coming, they were going to the west side.
然后写生，到西边就是到那个 river.
Oh, they were going to the river.
然后到那个写生到一半的时候，那老师跟我们见证，他说那个水就从上游这样冲下来。
And then, the teacher testified that the water was rushing upon them, in front of them.
然后小朋友本来在西边，本来在那个岸边。 画画，然后一个一个都被往下冲这样。
And the students were sitting on the banks of the river, and one by one they were washed away by the water.
然后他就说他一个人就站在水中间，冲下来的就捞起来往旁边丢，捞起来往旁边丢这样。
So he said that he stood himself in the middle of the river and just caught students and put them onto shore one by one.
我们那时候因为跟他去的学生回来没有一个受伤的。
And because once they returned, not one of the students was harmed or injured.
虽然说他们的画画的东西或者是包包全部都被水冲走。
Even though all of their art supplies or their backpacks had all been washed away by the river.
对，所以我小时候就觉得，哇，这个神真的，这个神真的，他信的那个神啊，真的很不一样。
So since I was young, I thought that the God that he believes in is definitely very different.
对，因为有时候他带我们去写生，他也强迫我们要跟他一起祷告。
And sometimes when he would take us out to draw, he would also make us pray with him.
所以我小时候印象就是，这个神他会听你，他会回应你这样子。
And my impression was that this God, he listens to you and he will also respond to you.
好的，那这是我小时候对于我自己家里传统信仰的印象，还有对基督教的印象。
So this is the impression that I had towards our family's traditional religion and also Christianity when I was young.
那我刚才说我要见证主耶稣改变我的生命，所以我要讲一下我以前是什么样子。
And since I mentioned in the beginning that I will share how Jesus changed my life, then I need to share a little bit about how I used to be.
对，我以前呢，就是反正我就是一直都念美术班就对了。
So I was always since the beginning, I was always studying art.
对，然后高中的时候也是念美术班，所以升学压力非常的大。
And even in high school, I was also studying art, and so the pressure was very great.
就觉得很苦，念书很苦，很闷这样子。
I felt that it was very bitter, and I felt it was very difficult.
因为你除了要学习其他的学生学的之外，你还要另外学有关美术的东西。
Because you, besides all the other courses that all the students need to take, besides all that, then I had to also take art in addition.
所以后来我上大学之后，我就完全解放了。
So when I got to college, then I was freed.
没有压力了。
I had no more pressure.
然后我想要做的，比如说画画，我想要做的东西，我想要做的作品，我可以自由自在的做。
And whatever I felt like doing, all the art projects I wanted to do, I could freely do them.
所以我以前是很叛逆的，其实。
As before, I was actually very rebellious.
而且也很搞怪。
And stubborn.
就是会做一些奇怪的事情。
I would do some weird things.
我不会做伤害父母跟我自己的事情。
I wouldn't do things that would harm my parents or myself.
但是我很喜欢就是反抗那个传统。
But I like to do things against the norm.
对，然后我也觉得我就很讨厌那种标准，为什么一定要这样？为什么一定要这样
？And I didn't like that there was a set standard, and I thought, why do things have to be that way?
那你知道美术系的特色就是，以前我们在学校的时候，各系有各系的特色。
And we know that every field has their own unique qualities.
对，那你知道比如说你看那个。一些女生在校园走，头发很长，穿长裙，很飘逸，手里还拿着书，这样。
And you will see some students, some female students with long hair, wearing a dress and holding their books.
啊，那个就是音乐系。
And those are all the music majors.
然后你看到那个穿紧身裤，有没有走路都很姿态很美那个
？And those who are wearing tight pants.
走路的姿态很美。
And they are walking very gracefully.
那个是舞蹈系的。
And those are dance majors.
然后你看到穿得很时髦啊，那头发啊都弄得很漂亮那种。
And those that you see that are very well put together and very beautiful.
那个就是戏剧系的。
And those are in theater.
那你看到那个穿拖鞋不洗头，然后穿短裤邋里邋遢的。
And the ones that you see wearing flip-flops and they don't wash their hair and their dress is very messy.
那个就是我们，就是美术系的。
That was us, the art majors.
我们常常就是做一些奇奇怪怪的东西，这样子。
We would always be eccentric and do things that were different from others.
那我记得我们大一的时候，就学校就是我们学校很八股，就是很传统，就硬性规定每一班一定要参加合唱团比赛。
And so when I was a first year in college, our college was very traditional and very rigid, and they forced everybody to have to sing in choir.
那我们当然很不高兴啊，因为我们就是不喜，我们就是叛逆啊，叛逆。
And we were, of course, not very happy with this because we were rebellious.
所以你知道我就是那个指挥，我就带全班哦，就是明明应该要唱一些规规矩矩的歌，我们就给他改编一些奇奇怪怪的歌。
And so I was the conductor of our class, and then so on purpose we would change the songs to be very unusual or weird ones.
还带动作，带舞蹈这样。
And we would also make up our own hand motions to go along with it.
然后坐在下面的评审每一个人脸色都非常的难看。
And everybody who was watching us in the audience.All had a very bad expression on their face.
可是下面学生笑得很开心。
But the students were all laughing and they thought it was funny.
对，那我们比赛完之后，别系不认识的看到我还会说，哇，你牺牲真大。
And so after the singing competition was over, then some of the students even told me, wow, you really sacrificed a lot.
对，然后我的意思是说，我们真的就是很能玩，很能。
And so I share this because it's to say that we really could play around a lot and do things that were very out of the ordinary.
对，所以你现在想哦，我们班上有一个学生，他是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And then in my class, there was a student who was a True Jesus Church member.
他传福音给我。
And she preached the gospel to me.
我当然不会相信。
And of course, I wouldn't believe.
因为我觉得我为什么要相信
？Because I thought to myself, why should I believe?
我觉得我不需要神也过得很开心啊，很快乐。
I thought that I don't need God. I still live life very happily without Him.
而且我其实那时候不但叛逆，我其实也蛮骄傲的。
And not only was I very rebellious at the time, I was also very proud.
因为我做事情就很顺利。
Because the things I did went very smoothly.
我举例高中三年，高中三年应该是有六个学期嘛，上下学期。
In junior year of high school, there should be six classes.
Six semesters.
对，
那我们学校就是你是你们班上前两名，他就给你钱，他就给你奖学金。
And so if you are in the top rank in your class, then the school will give you a scholarship.
然后不需要学费。
And you won't need to pay tuition.
那我不是我真的不是会念书的人。
And I really wasn't a person who knew how to study well.
可是我从小就觉得我有一种那种运，我的运就很好。
But I felt since I was young that I had a good like luck.
所以有三次我是真的自己考上的。
And so there's three times I actually made that rank.
Yeah, 但是有几次我。我就没有考到前两名。
But the first 2 years I didn't make it.
但是明明应该要领奖的那些人，他却会因为各种的原因被学校把他们的资格取消。
But the ones who did make it those years, because of various reasons, they were disqualified by the school.
所以还是我补上去，我还是拿到奖学金。
So I was a backup, I was the next runner up, and so I still got the scholarship.
然后我就觉得我的这个运一直延续到我上大学的时候。
So I just felt like I had this really good luck that followed me all the way until college.
因为我在大学就是，反正我就是画画就会得奖。
And so when I was in college, whenever I would draw things, I would get a prize. I would win a prize.
Yeah, 有的时候是不同的 category, 就是不同类，然后我都可以得奖这样。
Even within different categories, I could still win prizes.
所以我那时候就觉得我就觉得我自己很厉害啊。
So at that time, I thought I'm pretty good.
我就算自己不厉害，我靠我的运，我就是有一种运，我的运气也很好。我为什么要神
？And even if I'm not that capable, I still have very good luck, and this luck will bring me through. So why do I need God?
对，我那时候也觉得说，信仰只是一种选择。
And at that time, I also thought that faith is just a choice.
对，我可以选比如说东方的佛啊，或者是西方的耶稣啊，这是一种选择。为什么我一定要接受这份信仰
？I could pick Eastern religion such as Buddhism or Western religion like Christianity, but why do I need to make this choice?
那我这个同学他很特别。
But this colleague my classmate. Sorry, this classmate was very unique.
他是真耶稣教会好几代的信徒。
She was a True Jesus Church members of many generations.
他就跟我们很不一样。
And she was very different from the rest of us.
他从来不跟我们出去玩。
She never went out with us.
他也不会跟我们一起搞怪。
And she never joined us in doing odd things.
对。他但是哦，他跟我们每一个人做朋友。
But yet she was friends with each one of us.
如果你跟他说啊，那个谁谁谁，你可不可以帮我祷告？我遇到什么困难，我怎么样怎么样？他一定都会说好，我帮你祷告。
If you tell this person, can you please pray for me? I've met with this or this, this or that problem. They would always say, sure, I'll pray for you.
所以你知道，我们全班哦，他每一个人都传过福音。
And you know, in our entire class, she had preached to every single one in our class.
虽然他常翘课。
Even though she often missed class.
他真的每一个人都传过福音，每一个人都被他带去，要不就是教会过，要不就是团契过。
And so, she had preached to every single person in our class and either taken them to church or to a fellowship before.
对，那所以他跟我传福音之后，我就没有接受。
After she preached the gospel to me, I didn't accept.
我去团契也只是去交朋友。
I went to join a fellowship just to make friends.
我去教会只有去过一次在台湾。
I've only been to church once in Taiwan.
可是那时候，其实你如果问我们，就是问我说你相不相信有神，其实我还是相信。
But at the time, if you had asked me, do you believe in God? I would still say that I did believe in God.
因为我还是相信说有一种存在是大于人的。
Because I still believe that there was a being that was greater than humans.
然后他的能力也应该是大于我们人的能力的。
And whose power was also greater than humans.
我会这样讲是因为那时候我高中的时候像我刚才讲我升学压力很大。
And I say this because, I felt this because when I was in college, I had great pressure.
所以我就自己发明跟不知道什么东西祷告。
So I made up, I'm not sure what, but something to pray to.
对我就会跪在我的床边然后就一直重复我心里想要的那个东西。
I would kneel down by my bed and I would repeat to this thing, this being, the things that were in my heart.
那我们在大学的时候，因为我们是学美术，所以老师就是要我们去，你知道，发掘自己。
And because we were in art major, we were art majors. Our teacher wanted us to express ourselves.
他说你要做出有意义的作品，对不对？你一定要。也就是探索自己。
You need to discover yourself, and know yourself in order to make a project or make something that is good.
他说你们要去看哲学的书啊，看什么中国什么经书啊，反正就是你要了解你自己，你才能做出好的作品。
And the teacher told us to read philosophy books or other traditional Chinese philosophers so that we can understand ourselves in order to make art.
所以我们那一群同学最常做的事情就是混在咖啡馆里面。
And what my group of student classmates did the most often was to hang out in a cafe.
那我们就是聊啊，聊说啊，这个是理论怎么样，那个理论怎么样，这个宇宙怎么样，这个人生怎么样，这样。
And oftentimes we would just be chatting and chatting about what life is like, what is this universe like, what do you think of this philosophy.
可是你知道吗？我们讲到最后，每次都觉得，到底有没有一个东西它是永恒不变的？
At the end of our discussion, the question that always remained is there really one thing that never changes?
到底有没有一个东西它是真的叫真理？
Is there anything that is actually called truth?
不是说这个学派讲了什么，那个学派讲了什么，然后就又改了这样。
Not something that is taught by this school of thought or another school of thought and then changes.
那还有一个就是说，其实我虽然你感觉上好像外在的成就掌声很多，可是心里其实很空。
And even though it seemed that I was very had many achievements externally, but inside I felt very empty.
然后好像没有。 虽然得很多奖，可是没有真正的快乐跟满足。
Even though I won many prizes for my art, it still didn't have true happiness or satisfaction.
然后就只有那种非常短暂，一下子就没有的，就是那种虚荣感。
And it was a very like a happy moment that was very fleeting and ended quickly.
那所以我记得那个时候其实我会走进教会有两个转捩点。
And so, at the time, what brought me to walk into the church was because there were two turning points.
第一个就是那时候我去大学参加真耶稣教会大专生的团契嘛。
First was because I went to, in college, I went to the, college
fellowships.
College campus fellowships.
那他们都会如果你是新来的慕道者，他们就会发一个福音的，就是一个信封袋，里面装满很多福音小册给你。
And if you are new for the first time, then they will give you a collection of different pamphlets.
Yeah. 然后呢，我记得有一天晚上，我就在宿舍没有事情，我就把它打开来看。
And one time I was in the dorm, I had nothing to do, so I opened it up and started looking through it.
我觉得我好像打开了一个很不可思议的箱子这样子。
I felt like I had opened something, a box that was unbelievable.
那是我第一次念到有关圣灵是什么。
This was the first time I read about this thing called the Holy Spirit.
那个福音小册里面都会有见证，然后里面都会写说啊，得圣灵的人会怎么样？谁的病又得医治
？And these gospel pamphlets included miracles that happened, or what it was like when someone received the Holy Spirit.
我从来没有念过这样的东西
，and had never come across anything like this before.
我从来也没有经验过说，哇，原来这个世界上还有这种东西。
And it surprised me that wow, there's something like this in the world.
那我就觉得我就觉得好像这是外太空的东西，这与我根本一点相干都没有这样。
And I thought this was something like from outer space. It has nothing to do with me.
可是你知道吗？就是看了那个之后
，But after I read these，
那我以前说我会自己发明祷告嘛。
And I had mentioned before that before I would make up my own way to pray.
那个册子上面后面都有写说你要怎么祷告。
And at the back of the pamphlet, it teaches you how to pray.
我就不知道为什么，反正就是很自动。我遇到事情哦，我就开始照着后面写的奉主耶稣圣名祷告，就开始这样祷告。
I don't know why, but naturally, when I met with any difficulties, I would follow the method that was described on the pamphlet, and I would pray in that manner.
对，没有人教我或是强迫我，反正我就是自从看了那个东西之后，我只要遇到事情我就这样祷告。
No one forced me to or taught me to, but anytime I met with certain situations in the future, I just prayed in that manner.
那后来大学毕业之后，我工作几年我就来美国。
After I graduated from college and working for a few years, I came to the United States.
那传福音给我那个好朋友，他也已经先来美国一年念书了。
And my friend that had preached the gospel to me had already come to the United States and had been studying here for 1 year.
他在外州，那有一次他要来帮忙伯恩教会的学生灵恩会。
She was living in another state, but she was coming to Baldwin Park to help with a student spiritual convocation.
所以他就打电话给我，因为他知道我也来美国了。
So she gave me a call.Because she knew that I had also come to the U.S.
他就问我说：“你要不要来教会？”
And she asked me, "Do you want to come to church?"
那我就说：“好啊。”
I said, "Okay."
因为那时候我没有朋友嘛，对不对？ Because 所以有人约我就出去了。
Because at that time I had no friends, so if anybody invited me, I would just go.
所以我来美国的教会就是来伯恩教会。
So once I came to the United States, the church that I came to was Baldwin Park Church.
那我刚才说他是来学生联会当辅导员。
And she had come to Baldwin Park Church to be a counselor.
他就说那你要不要一起来
？And so she said, "Why don't you just join me for that?"
那我就说好啊。
I said, "Okay."
那我那时候搞不清楚学生联会是做什么的。
And at that time, I had no clue what student spiritual convocation was.
后来我就跟着他们，第二天早上起来之后，发现起来没有早餐，要祷告哎。
And then I followed along with the group. Then I realized the next morning when we woke up that once you wake up, there's no breakfast.
中午我们那一组要禁食哎。
And at lunch, that group was going to fast and pray.
然后下午还有一个小时的祷告哎。
And then there's another hour of prayer in the afternoon.
然后晚上睡觉前还要再祷告。
And then there's another prayer in the evening before we sleep.
所以第二天我就走了。
So I left after the second day.
对，第二天我就真的走了，我真的受不了。
I really left after the second day because I couldn't take it.
可是就是这样子的 机会，就是很多伯恩教会的弟兄姐妹就知道说啊，有一个刚从台湾来的自己一个人来念书的。
But it was because of that opportunity that through this, many Baldwin Park Church members knew that there was this person who had come by themselves to the United States.
所以当我同学回去之后呢，就变成伯恩教会很多弟兄姐妹就会打电话给我。
So after my classmate returned home, it was members, brothers and sisters at Baldwin Park Church who would call me.
他就会说要不要来教会啊？怎么样怎么样？
And they would ask me, "Do you want to come to church?"
对，那我有的时候会来，有的时候会拒绝。
And so sometimes I would come, sometimes I would reject them.
因为我其实对于真理我一点也都不了解。
Because I had no understanding of the truth.
那后来我第一那个是月十二月底嘛，冬天学生灵恩会，所以过两个月之后有福音茶会。
And this was during the end of the year in December because it was a student spiritual convocation. And 2 months later, there was a gospel tea fellowship.
对，那他们就邀请我去参加。
And they invited me to come.
那我记得在那一次的福音茶会最后要准备做结束的祷告。
I remember, at that the gospel tea fellowship that time at the final prayer.
我旁边有个姐妹在我跪下去那一刹那跟我说 ,Joanne, 你一定要得到圣灵。
The moment that I knelt down to pray, there was a sister next to me who said, "Joanne, you have to receive the Holy Spirit."
对。那她就跪下去开始祷告了。
And then so she knelt down and she started praying.
我都还没有我来不及讲一些话的时候，他就已经开始祷告了。
I didn't even have a chance to say anything in return, before she had started praying.
那我就跟着祷告。
So I just joined and prayed.
我就记得他讲这句话，你一定要得到圣灵。
I remember the statement that she said that you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我就很认真祷告。
So I prayed really hard.
我也不知道为什么，反正我也不知道为什么我要求圣灵，反正我就很认真祷告。
I didn't know why I needed to pray for the Holy Spirit, but yet I prayed very hard for it.
因为我觉得我不能辜负他这样。
Because I felt like I couldn't disappoint her.
所以然后那个祷告其实很短，我只觉得很热，很短这样。
And that prayer felt very short, and I felt very hot.
然后结束之后，传道走过来就说：“你得圣灵了。
”And after the prayer ended, the pastor walked over and said, "You've received the Holy Spirit."
然后我就坐在椅子上，我都搞不清楚发生什么事情。
I sat on the chair and I was surprised. I didn't understand what had happened.
我就觉得很惊讶，怎么可能圣灵怎么可能有这种东西？然后我会得到。
I just felt very shocked that how could I have received the Holy Spirit?
可是虽然我不相信哦，但是我又很，就是我得到之后，回家之后，我又很怕失去它这样。
But even though I didn't believe it, once I went home, I was very afraid of losing it.
所以呢，我就会常常在家自己祷告。
So at home, I would often pray, by myself.
要看看它还在不在。
Just to check if I still had it.
那得到圣灵之后，就开始我大概一年半的慕道。
And then after that time that I received the Holy Spirit, followed a year and a half, period of truth seeking.
那我最后会决定要受洗，其实有三个很主要的原因。
And what convinced me to be baptized was three things.
第一个就是真的是弟兄姐妹，伯恩教会的弟兄姐妹在牧养我。
First was because of the pastoring of all the brothers and sisters at Baldwin Park Church.
因为我来的头一年了，应该头一年，对我真的完全不相信。即便我有了圣灵，我还是不相信。
Because the first year that I came, I completely did not believe. Even though I received the Holy Spirit, I still didn't believe.
可是你就看到说这些人，他们这么喜乐，他们这么的有爱，他们其实跟我没有血缘关系，可是他们会这么的关心我。
But I noticed that these brothers and sisters, even though they were not blood related to me, but they looked so joyful and they cared so much, showed so much concern for me.
然后你就觉得说，哇，这个主耶稣真的是，他的爱一定是大到让可以感动这些人来照顾像我这样一个不知道从哪里跑出来，从台湾跑出来的人。
And so I thought that then the love of Jesus must be so much greater, to be able to motivate these people, to compel them to show love to a person such as me who just had appeared out, from coming from Taiwan.
那所以主耶稣的爱在他们身上。让我看见这个变成是开始让我有这个动力想要好好的学习到底 这个真理是什么。
So seeing the love of Christ upon the members gave me the motivation to really study the truth.
然后第二点就是有一个姐妹她就一直塞那个讲道的 CD 给我。
And the second reason is because there was a sister that continually gave me sermon CDs.
每个礼拜都是这样一叠，然后是很有系统的给，不是随意的给。
And every week she would give me a stack of them, and then she would give them to me not randomly, but systematically.
从基本教义，然后到主耶稣为什么要受死。
Starting from the basic beliefs and then to why Jesus had to be crucified for us.
还有神的救恩计划是什么？
And then what is what is God's salvation plan?
还有旧约新约他们的关系是什么？
And what is the relationship between the Old and the New Testament?
反正就是这些非常基本的。那因为我时间，你知道我在学校上课画画，其实我耳朵是不忙的，所以我常常手很忙，但是耳朵就一直在听这些。
So because I was an art major at school, I was often drawing, but my hands would be busy, but my ears were not. So I could always just constantly just be listening to these sermons while I was drawing.
对，所以除了弟兄姐妹牧养，然后我开始学习真理之外。
So besides the pastoring of the brothers and sisters and my own study of the truth,
圣灵就开始给我一些体验。
Then the Holy Spirit started to work and to give me some experiences.
常常我祷告的时候就不知道为什么你就会一直流眼泪，就觉得很感动。
Sometimes when I would pray, I don't know why, but I would suddenly be shedding tears.
就是很奇妙的一个体验。
It was a very miraculous experience.
所以这样子的学习经过一年之后。
And after studying for about a year,
我就决定要受洗。
I decided that I wanted to be baptized.
那因为我那时候已经觉得说这个圣经已经不只是一本书而已。
Because at that time I already felt that the Bible was not just a book.
它里面的书卷不只是一个故事。
And what's recorded in there are not just stories.
神就真的开我的心，让我知道说这里面讲的都是真的。
God opened my heart to know that everything that is said in there is true.
这个就是真理。
And this is the truth.
跟以前我们在咖啡厅那边乱谈的绝对不一样。
And this was very different from how we used to have discussions during those days at the coffee shops.
那这位神呢，他又是活生生的神。
And this God is a living God.
因为他，当你向他祷告，你问他问题的时候，他会给你回应。
Because once you pray to him, he will respond to you.
他也会跟你互动。
And he will interact with you.
所以这绝对跟我们家传统的信仰是不一样的。
And so this was very different from the Taiwanese traditional faith.
所以那时候我就决定接受洗礼。
So at that time, I agreed to receive water baptism.
然后我的那个朋友特地从外州飞过来。
And my friend flew especially from out of state for it.
因为他知道我要在灵恩会受洗，所以他就过来陪我。
And because she knew that I was going to be baptized during that spiritual convocation, so she came to accompany me.
那他自己也禁食三天哦。
And she fasted 3 days for me.
对，然后他最后我受洗的时候，他说他看到那个海水变成主耶稣的宝血。
And in the moment of my baptism, she said that she saw that the water in the ocean was red like the blood of Jesus Christ, with the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我真的就是因为这么多人牧养我，然后主耶稣打开我的心。
And it's because there were so many people who were pastoring and leading me during this time.
然后你就感受到说神的爱就是这么大。
And so this helped me to experience that the love of God is so great.
你看我在信主过程，其实我没有看过什么异象。
Throughout my journey of truth seeking, I didn't see any visions.
其实我也没有生病或是遇到什么困难。
I didn't get sick or meet with any great difficulties.
可是主耶稣他就是拣选我，他就是让我能够，他就是让我打开了我的心。
But Jesus chose me and he opened my heart.
然后让我知道说这个就是真理。
And allowed me to know that this is the truth.
那我虽然没有经过宗教教育。
Even though I've never been through religious education.
可是这些牧养我的人，他们 他们基本上每天都在给我宗教教育。
But all the people that were pastoring me here at church, every day they were just, it was like they were giving me religious education.
比如说他会跟你讲说，你一定要守安息日。
For example, they would tell me that you need to keep the Sabbath.
安息日是从星期五晚上就开始了。
And Sabbath begins on Friday evening.
然后一直到星期六，太阳落下。
And it goes until Saturday when the sun sets.
所以他然后他们会说啊，你找工作，工作都是神给的。
And they would tell me when I'm looking for a job that jobs are all given by God.
所以你只要求，神就会给你。
So as long as you pray for it, God will give it to you.
所以我记得我那时候刚受洗的时候，我去找工作。
So I remember after my baptism, I was looking for a job.
然后我就记得他们教我的这些。
I remember the things they taught me.
所以我就照着做嘛，哈，就很努力祷告。
So I followed what they said, and I prayed very hard.
然后就记得说不能找那个星期六要上班的工作。
And I remembered I can't find a job that in which I would have to work on Saturday.
所以有一天早上我就打电话到一家美术学校。
And one day I made a call to an art school.
然后他们要征老师嘛，所以我就打电话去。
So they were recruiting teachers, so I went there.
然后那个我们在电话上有稍微聊了一下。
And we had chatted a bit on the phone first.
老板听到，老板他就要求我说，哎，你可不可以赶快来？今天下午我们就来面试。
And the boss said, oh, can you come in as soon as possible this afternoon? We can have an interview.
我本来以为面试是隔天或是过几天，没有，就是下午的事。
I didn't, before I thought, oh, interviews are the next day or next week. I didn't think it would be later the same day.
所以我什么都没有准备。
So I didn't prepare anything.
然后反正我就去了，就这样。
And so I just went.
然后那个老板跟我聊得很开心。
And the boss chatted with me very well.
我们大概谈了三个多小时。
And we probably talked for about 3 hours.
然后他就说你什么时候可以开始工作，这样。
And then she asked, when can you start working?
那我他跟我讲说他已经面试了很多人，可是都找不到合适的。
And she said that she had interviewed many people already, but no one was suitable.
所以然后他说，因为你过去的经验，所以除了你要教美术之外，我们还希望你做行政的工作。
So she said, because of your previous experience, in addition to teaching art, we also would like to, if you could help with administration.
然后我就跟他提说，可是我星期六不能工作。
And I mentioned to her, but I cannot work on Saturday.
然后老板就说，啊，没问题，没问题，我们，那你就不要来。
Then the boss said, oh, no worries, then you don't need to come that day.
然后我就很开心，就回家了。
And so I was very happy, and I went home that day.
然后过几天我就跟他约说要 go over 那个工作的一些细项。
And then we made arrangements so that we could go over the details of my job.
然后他就跟我讲说，不好意思，那个我们有一个老师，他最近要生小孩，所以你可能这一两个月星期六都要来上班。
And then she told me, I'm very sorry, but we have a teacher who is going to leave on maternity leave, so probably for the next 2 months, you would have to come on Saturdays.
然后他就一直说服我说，没关系，没关系，这样。
And then she kept on persuading me that it would be fine.
然后我就想说，只有一两个月。不能星期六不能来教会守安息日，应该还好吧。
And I thought to myself, well, it's only 1 or 2 months in which I won't be able to keep Sabbath. That's probably okay.
然后我就跟他讲 OK， 然后还签了合约。
So I said okay, and then I signed the contract.
然后我回家的时候，我就在路上开车嘛，然后那时候心里就觉得非常非常的难过。
And then I was driving home, and in the car, I just felt very, very bad.
我那时候才意识到说，哈，我接下来不能去教会了。
And it was that moment that hit me that I won't be able to go to church.
然后我就打电话给我的好朋友。
So I called my good friend.
然后他就很生气。
And she was very mad.
他就说你不应该接这样子的工作。
And she said you shouldn't have taken a job like this.
然后我就跟他讲说，可是我觉得这是神带领我的。你看我早上打给他，他下午就要害，就是要雇佣我。
But I told her, but I feel like God was the one that guided me to this job because I called her in the morning and in the afternoon she interviewed and hired me.
而且一切都很顺利。
And everything was very smooth.
然后他就点醒了我，他说神不会给你一个不能守安息日的工作。
And then she reminded me that God will not give you a job in which you have to work on Sabbath.
他说就算两个月也是一样。
And she said it doesn't matter if it's only for 2 months.
他说那不是神要给你。
She said this is not the job that God wants to give you.
然后跟他谈完之后我心情更难过。
So after I talked to her, I felt even worse.
我就打电话给另外一个姐妹想要再次确认。
So then I called another sister because I wanted to confirm again.
他就说你当然不能要这个工作了。
And then she also said that you shouldn't take a job like this.
他说虽然只是一两个月可是守安息日是非常重要。
She said even though it's for only 1 or 2 months, it is very important to keep the Sabbath day.
就算这么短也不行你还是要去再找一个。
Even though it is this short, you still need to find a different job.
所以你知道那天跟他们两位谈完之后那天晚上我完全没办法睡觉。
So after talking to them, I couldn't sleep that night.
我就手脚开始发冷然后心一直蹦蹦蹦跳这样。
I felt my hands and my feet were cold and my heart kept beat racing.
整个晚上都没办法睡觉。
The whole night I couldn't sleep.
你就觉得好像是圣灵在责备我这样。
I felt like the Holy Spirit was rebuking me.
所以第二天早上起来马上我就跑回去学校跟那个老板说。
So the next morning, I went to the school and then I told the principal.
我跟他讲说我真的没办法在星期六工作。
I told her I really am not able to work on Saturdays.
虽然我已经签约了。
Even though I've already signed the contract.
我的老板花四个小时要说服我，四个小时。
The boss spent 4 hours trying to convince me.
他一直不能理解为什么我不能星期六上班。
And she could not understand why I could not work on Saturdays.
他说我们学校一个老师也是像你这样啊，可是后来他就妥协啦。
And she said that there's another teacher at our school. She was like you before, but in the end she compromised.
他说赚钱还是比去教会重要了。
And she said making money is still more important than going to church.
他说你现在只是不习惯。
She said you're just not used to it right now.
以后你就会习惯。
And you'll get used to it.
那因为我前一晚有圣灵的责备，我当然不敢，我不敢跟他说，我不敢跟他说OK 这样。
And because of last night, the previous night, I felt I was being rebuked by the Holy Spirit that I did not dare to agree with what she said.
所以我就跟他抱歉说，我真的不能接这个工作。
So I apologized to her that I really cannot take this job.
可是你知道，很感谢神，那个老板他竟然说，不然你自己星期二自己来工作好了。
And then, thank God that at that point the boss said, then why don't you just come by yourself on Tuesdays and work?
你星期六就不要来。
And you don't need to come on Saturdays.
所以感谢神哦，我是一个新员工，他们是星期一、星期二放假。
And even though I was a new hire, and on Mondays and Tuesdays they have the day off.
所以他们愿意让一个新来的人在星期二自己到公司学校去上班。
So she was willing to allow a new hire to come by herself to the school on Tuesday to teach.
我那时候听到他这样子的安排，我就觉得很感谢神。
When I heard the arrangement she was willing to do at the time, I was very thankful to God.
但是有前上一次的经验，所以我还是特地打电话给那两位姐妹确认。
But because of last time, my experience last time, so I called those other two sisters again just to confirm.
对，所以后来我就他们两个都觉得这是神的很好的安排。
And they both felt that this is a very good arrangement given by God.
所以后来我就接下这个工作。
So then I accepted this job.
那我的意思是说，真的是很多弟兄姐妹一直在我这个信仰的路上一直在帮助我。
What I wanted to say is that there are many brothers and sisters who've been helping me along my journey of faith.
因为其实我那时候刚受洗，我对于教会其实对于真理还是有一点不知道应该要怎么做在生活上。
After I had just believed, I still wasn't very sure what I needed to do in my daily life when it came to the truth.
所以后来慢慢在教会成长，那接下来就是我就帮我家人祷告。
And slowly, as I grew up in the church, I started to pray. Slowly, as I was in church, I started to pray for my family members.
后来我的妹妹来美国念书。
And then later, my younger sister came to the United States to study.
我就照同样的模式把她带来教会。
And I used the same method to bring her to church.
我没有跟她讲什么，我就是把她带来而已。
I didn't say much to her. I just brought her.
我就是让伯恩教会的弟兄姐妹来牧养他。
And the same thing, I had the brothers and sisters at Bowen Park Church to pastor her.
那我就回台湾了。
And then I returned to Taiwan.
对，那 我还记得那时候她得圣灵的时候。
I still remember when she received the Holy Spirit.
她其实他们都像我妹妹，她其实有她自己的见证啊。
My sister, she has her own testimony.
我虽然没听过。
Even though I haven't heard it.
我不知道为什么她要来信主。
I don't know her reason for wanting to believe in Christ.
可是那时候我陪她在教会一段时间。
But I was accompanying her for a period of time in church.
那我发现得到最大造就其实是我自己。
And I realized that the one who was most edified, received the most edification was myself.
那时候她得到圣灵的时候，我不知道，她就跪在我旁边祷告。
The time that she received the Holy Spirit, she was kneeling next to me.
所以那是布道会，然后我那时候祷告的时候，我就觉得我不知道为什么，我就感觉到他应该得圣灵。
And it was an evangelical service, and I don't know why, but I had this feeling that she was going to receive the Holy Spirit.
我也没有听到他得圣灵的声音。
I didn't hear her praying in tongue.
可是我在祷告的时候，我就觉得说有风哈，就是很凉快的风这样吹。
But in the prayer, I felt a very cool breeze blowing.
然后我有闻到那个青草，就人家割草会有那个草的味道。
And I also smelled the scent of freshly cut grass.
可是那时候是晚上九点布道会的时候。
But it was 9 p.m. at night. It was an evangelical service.
所以应该不会有人在还在割草或怎么样。
So I don't think there would have been anybody mowing the grass.
总之我自己在祷告的时候，我就觉得说，我觉得神就给我一种安定感，说我妹妹要得圣灵。
But in that prayer, I felt that I got from God this assurance that my younger sister would receive the Holy Spirit.
那后来我回台湾之后，有一天我在家里就接到我妹妹打来的电话。
And then I returned to Taiwan, and one day I received a call from my sister.
我妹妹打电话找我爸爸妈妈说她要受洗。
She was calling home to to tell my parents that she wanted to be baptized.
我爸妈超级生气，非常生气。
And my parents were very, very angry.
他们两个在厨房讨论。
And the two of them were discussing in the kitchen.
然后我就听到就说不要给他钱让他念书了。
And I heard them saying, don't give her any more money to keep studying.
叫他回来，马上回来，不可以在那边念书了。
Tell her to come back immediately and she can't keep studying in the US.
对。但我妹妹还是洗了。
But my sister still got baptized.
然后那时候我忘记是哪位姐妹，她有录影给我看。
And I forgot which sister, but at the time she had recorded it for me to see.
然后我就在电脑前面看到我妹妹受洗。
And I watched on the computer screen my younger sister being baptized.
你知道那种心情，我那时候真的很感动，很感动，一直哭，一直哭这样。
And the feeling in my heart at the time was just so touched, I just kept crying and crying.
自己一个人来受洗哦，其实是很孤单的事情。
To come by yourself, alone in your family to be baptized and believe is very lonely.
可是看到她也受洗了，我那时候就想到圣经有说。
But when I saw that she was baptized, I remembered a phrase in the Bible.
她就说你和你的全家都要得救。
That you and your household will be saved.
对，所以我那时候就非常非常的感动。
So at that time, I was very, very touched.
所以我妹妹是后来她是第二个我们家第二个来受洗的。
And so my sister was the second one in our family to be baptized.
那六年前我爸爸来美国。
And 6 years ago, my father came to the United States.
我就照同样的模式把他带来教会。
And so I used the exact same method to bring him to church.
因为我真的不知道怎么样跟家人传福音。
Because I really don't know how to preach to my family members.
然后我就反正他在家嘛也没事，就我们去哪他只能跟着嘛。
And because he's at home all day anyway, so if we come to church, then he can only follow us.
我记得他第一次来的时候，他是不要跪下来跟我们一起祷告。
I remember the first time he came, he did not want to kneel down and pray with everyone.
那我就开始在家里放一些什么福音小册，不经意的放在这里，放在那里。
So then, at home, I started to place gospel pamphlets here and there throughout the house.
我们家是没电视的，所以他也只能看那些。
And because we have no TV at home, he could only read those.
四个月后他要回台湾。
In four months later, he was going to return back to Taiwan.
我跟他一起回台湾。
I was going to return back to Taiwan with him.
下飞机的时候，我妹妹 来接我们。
When we got off when we landed and our sister was going to pick us up.
那我妈妈也有来，所以我那时候记忆非常深刻。我爸爸下飞机在遇到我妈妈讲的第一句话。
And my mom also came along to pick us up, and I remember this very clearly. The first thing he said to my mom when he got off the plane.
我记得我妈是问说。好玩吗？怎么样？这样。
And my mom had said, "Was it fun? How was the trip?"
我爸说，我觉得我的生命改变了。
And my dad said, "I think my life has changed."
真的，我听到这有冒一下冷汗。
When I heard this, I had goosebumps.
可是我心里就真的觉得，哇，主耶稣真的很眷顾我们家。
But when I heard this, I really felt that God really watched over my family.
他真的很爱我们家。
And he really loves our family.
他就真的拣选我们。
And he really chose us.
然后他真的就是照着圣经上的应许，就是在祝福我们家。
And just as was the blessing promised in the Bible, he blessed us.
那所以后来我爸爸也受洗。
And then later on, my father was also baptized.
那他当然有他的见证，但是我是从我的角度看。
And he, of course, has his own testimony, but from my perspective,
我觉得就是主耶稣的爱真的改变我们。
I feel that the love of Jesus really changed us.
这个是当初我妹妹受洗说，我妹妹受洗的时候说不准受洗，叫她回台湾的人。
This was the person who had said about my younger sister, she's not allowed to get baptized, tell her to come back immediately to Taiwan.
4个月之后他说我的生命改变了。
In 4 months, he said, my life has changed.
然后他就开始自己回台湾之后他就自己一个人到各教会去参加讲习会。
And after he returned back to Taiwan, he went to many True Jesus churches to attend their seminars.
然后他也自己去找教会。
And then he also went to
find church.
He went to find church.
然后他也自己去，就是去守安息日去教会。
And he kept the Sabbath.
他自己在台湾就慕道两年。
And then he studied the truth for 2 years in Taiwan.
然后后来他就自己就受洗。
And then he was baptized on his own.
对，所以我真的觉得，就是主耶稣真的很爱我们家。
And so I really feel that Jesus loves our loves our family.
那我希望我的见证是未完待续这样。
And the reason that I share my testimony is I hope that it is something for given to the next generation.
To be continued.
Oh, sorry. It's to be continued.
对，因为我们家还是有人还没受洗，还没有来信主。
Because we still have other people in our family that are not yet baptized and who don't believe yet.
可是我相信主耶稣的应许一定会实现。
But I believe that the promise of Jesus will be fulfilled.
那我今天的见证就见证到这边。
And so this concludes my testimony for today.
那愿一切的尊贵荣耀都归天上的父。
And may all the glory and honor be to our Father in heaven.
感谢主，阿们。
Thank God, amen. Thank God to see how full is the grace of God upon their family.
我们大家一起来看一个圣经章节哈，路加福音。
Let us all read a Bible verse together.
第三章。
Turn to Luke chapter 3.
第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 to verse 6.
我们大家一起念。
Let us read it together.
第四节。
Verse 4.
预备请。
Ready, go.
正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路，一切山洼都要填平，大小山冈都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦，凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。
It says all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
不管我们以前是多么的不足，多么的需要，好像挖洞一样。
No matter how much we were lacking before, just like a hole.
不管我们以前是多么的骄傲，像高山一样。
Or a valley, and that needed to be filled. Or how proud we were, like a mountain.
不管我们以前的心是多么的弯曲。
Doesn't matter how crooked our hearts were in the past.
来到神面前，他都会把我们摆平的。
Once we come to the presence of God, He will make everything smooth.
因为那是他的爱。
Because this is His love.
啊，他的爱就是要爱我们众人。
And His love is to love all men.
爱你，爱我，爱他。
To love you and to love me, for us to love Him.
我们只要做三件事。
We just need to do three things.
第一呢，就是要每天为自己祷告。
First, we need to pray for ourselves every day.
求神让你能够在他的身上能够荣耀神。
Pray that upon us we can have the glory of God.
就像九安刚才见证的，在他的身上看到耶稣。
And just like Joanne was saying that upon her we can see the grace of God.
第二件呢，我们要为我们周遭的人祷告。
Next, we need to pray for those around us.
啊、让他们我们得白白得到了恩典，让他们也可以得到。
That the grace we have freely received, they can also receive.
第三呢，要为我自己祷告。
Third is to pray for ourselves.
哦，不要因为我把福音传给他，然后我自己跌倒不见了。
So that when we preach to others, that we ourselves would not fall.
那我们一起来唱一首赞美诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
也是那个Joanne她选的哈。
This was a hymn that was picked by Joanne.
的确，他对他深深的体会到神对他的爱是多么的大。
And she really has experienced how great is God's love upon her.
479首。
Hymn 479.
他何等爱你爱我。
Oh, how he loves you and me.